Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, it is summertime, and some of you are going on summer vacation. Of course, many of you have a very short summer vacation. A lot of people don't have longer than 2 or 3 weeks, because after all, you might even need to go to summer school, right? Well, what if you could take a longer summer vacation? Would you travel overseas somewhere? Would you maybe go to a national park? Or just stay inside your bedroom and play LOL? Friends, the name of our lesson today is Summer Vacation Fun. Here's a question for you to think about. What is the world's first national park? What is the world's first national park? Well, a national park is a great place to go for your summer vacation. All right, friends, open up your magazine and let's begin.
Summer Vacation Fun. What do you like to do during summer vacation? Are you excited about summer vacation? Summer vacation has always been my favorite time of the year. I can go to summer camp or get a summer job. I can hang out with my friends or just do whatever I want. Most importantly, though, I can go on a vacation with my family. Last summer, my parents and I traveled to Yellowstone National Park, the world's first national park. Prior to the trip, I simply couldn't understand why my parents would voluntarily want a vacation in the mountains. In my opinion, the perfect vacation includes eating all you want on a cruise ship.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 prior to 这个介系词。Prior 是一个形容词，意思是指之前的或是在前的。所以 prior to 后面加上受词就是指在某个事件或期间之前。例如 make sure you reconfirm your flight prior to departure. 出发前请一定要再次确认你的班机。如果要说明多早之前就把时间放在 prior 的前面。例如 Tom passed his bar exam a half year prior to his college graduation. Tom 在大学毕业半年之前就已经通过律师资格考试了。接下来我们看的是 voluntarily 这个副词 ,V-O-L-U-N-T 这个字根有意志力的意思。所以 voluntarily 是指自发地或自愿地。例如 ,all our team members voluntarily worked overtime to refine our proposal.我们团队所有成员都自动加班让提案修得更好。或者是 many people voluntarily brought food and supplies to the shelter for the earthquake victims. 许多人自发地带食物和补给到地震受灾户的收容所。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Hey, so Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
You've been to Yosemite National Park.
I have, as a matter of fact.
And I have too. I love Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
I have not yet been to Yellowstone National Park.
Guess what?
Have you
Neither
been?
Have I.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But that's like the most famous one.
Well, yeah, it is. But I haven't been there yet. I don't know why. For some reason, we've...just always gone to Yosemite National Park. I've been there at least 4 or 5 times.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, but never to any other parks.
Well, you know, they say that Yosemite, the people in Yosemite say they are the second best national park in the United States. And the Grand Canyon, the mm-hmm. people there also say, no, we are the second best national park in the United States. So there is a disagreement there, but they both agreethat Yellowstone is the best national park in the United States.
Well, I guess there's only one solution to this very big problem, Gabe.
Go to Yellowstone.
Go to Yellowstone. No big deal. Buy a plane ticket to the United States and go to Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah, that's not too much money, right?
Yes, not at all.
No, well, friends, if you do happen to visit the United States and you have time while you're there, of course you should visit Yellowstone National Park. We're reading here about this lesson about summer vacation. That's a big topic. There are so many things you can do. Well, one thing you can do is visit a national park. But here's the question that our lesson starts out with. What would you like to do during summer vacation? What are you going to do?
And that is a very big question, and I'm sure each of you have a different answer. Well, I like this next question. Are you excited about summer vacation? You know, when I was in high school, I was always excited about summer vacation. Do you know why?
Yeah, because you could take off of school. No more homework, Rebecca.
No school.
Yeah.
Yay.
School's out forever, or at least for the summer.
Yes. But I've met some students that actually get bored during the summer.
Well,
I don't get it. I don't understand how people can get bored.
No, it's pretty understandable. I think having a vacation for maybe like a week or so and doing nothing is okay, but I think I would get bored too. So it's nice to be able to go somewhere and maybe travel a little bit. Well, our lesson does continue. Summer vacation has always been my favorite time of the year. So Jocelyn sounds just like you, Rebecca.
Yep. Jocelyn and I have something in common. She says, I could go to summer camp or get a summer job. I can hang out with my friends or just do whatever I want. And for me, that would definitely involve a lot of reading.
Ah, well, Rebecca, if that's what you would do, then you would probably hang out in the library a lot, right?
Ooh, hang out in the library. Actually, I did enjoy the library a lot. But I really like those words, to hang out.
That's right. Friends, you see these words here on the screen. When you're hanging out with your friends, that means you're spending time with your friends. Maybe there's no real definite plan. Maybe you're just relaxing. Maybe you're at a coffee shop. Maybe you're at someone's house. No matter where you are hanging out.
So you could say, for example, yeah, so this past weekend, I got to hang out with my family. Or maybe you really want to get together with a friend of yours. You could ask them, hey, Johnny, when are you free to hang out?
Do you want to hang out sometime? So friends, use this phrase. It's a very useful phrase, especially when you want to invite your friend to just spend some time with you. And Rebecca, you mentioned you like to read during the summer. Did you ever take part or participate in those summer reading programs?
You bet I did. The ones at the library, right?
Yeah.
Where you had to read a certain number of books.
Yeah, like 100 books or something.
Well, I didn't know if it was that many. Maybe. But one thing I do remember is if you read the certain number of books you had to read, you'd get a prize.
Wow.
I remember winning a little pizza one time.
If I read 100 books, I hope I would get more than a little pizza.
Well, I want a pizza. Maybe I want a few other things too, like a book.
Well, that's pretty cool. It is a good idea. I like those kind of programs that encourage you to read, because reading is good. Well, friends, we're continuing here and not learning about reading, but about what Jocelyn did during the summer. Last summer, my parents and I traveled to Yellowstone National Park, the world's first national park. And that's the answer to my question. What is the world's first national park, Rebecca?
Yellowstone National Park is the world's first national park. Great. I'm glad that we clarified that.
Right. So I guess the idea here is that the United States was the first to think of this idea of national parks. Of course, these places have been around for thousands of years. But the United States thought, okay, we'll call this type of place a national park. And Yellowstone was the first.
And now there are lots of national parks all over the world. Well, let's continue on. Prior to the trip, I simply couldn't understand why my parents would voluntarily want to vacation in the mountains. In my opinion, the perfect vacation includes all you want on a cruise ship. Oh, including eating all you want.
Right, and so the idea is that it's an all-you-can-eat experience, right? Maybe you've been to one of these restaurants where it's 吃到饱, it's all-you-can-eat. And on many cruises, it really is all you can eat.
And those are fun restaurants to go to, the ones where you can eat as much as you want. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Luke.
And I'm Ken. Today we'll talk about two kinds of cookies.
Oh, great. I love chocolate chip cookies, especially when they're fresh out of the oven. Are those the kind you're talking about?
No, Luke. I'm not talking about cookies that you eat. I'm actually talking about people. Back in the 1920s, cookie became a slang word that referred to a person.
Ah, yes. Though you don't hear it being used by itself. For example, I wouldn't say, Ken, you are a cookie. However, I would say, Ken, you are one smart cookie.
Oh, thanks, Luke. A smart cookie is someone who is very clever. I can say, Sharon is a smart cookie. She's very quick to learn on the job.
Another example, Tim got top scores on all his exams this week. He is one smart cookie.
Besides a smart cookie, a person can also be a tough cookie. A tough cookie is someone who is very strong or mentally determined. Jason is a tough cookie. He can stay in one spot for hours, just waiting to capture the perfect photo.
Despite her age, Doris is still very active and devoted to her work. She is definitely one tough cookie.
我们知道 cookie 是饼干，但是当作俚语用 cookie 也可以指人。这个用法有两种可能 ,smart cookie 跟 tough cookie。Smart cookie 就是一个精明能干的人。She's a smart cookie. You're lucky to have married her. 她很精明能干，你很幸运娶到她。Tough cookie 是一个坚强能吃苦的人。Jane might seem sweet, but she's really a tough cookie. Jane 外表甜美，但她其实是一个坚强的人。这就是今天的 InfoCloud。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. For your summer vacation, would you rather eat all that you want on a cruise or go to the world's first national park, Yellowstone National Park? Well, Jocelyn went to Yellowstone National Park with her family. It looks like she's having a great time. At first, she thought that she would enjoy a cruise more, but I think that Yellowstone surprised her. What did she do at Yellowstone National Park? Well, that's what we're going to talk about now.
Summer vacation fun. Once we got to Yellowstone, however, I completely understood why my parents wanted to visit the park so badly. There were many amazing animals to see. Herds of bison, deer, elk, and even a grizzly bear. Old Faithful, the most well-known geyser in Yellowstone, erupted just as I was walking by. It was truly magnificent. All in all, this trip was the most memorable trip I've ever taken. It's safe to say that I will, without a doubt, be visiting Yellowstone again.
Okay, 接下来我们看 erupt 这个动词 ,R-U-P-T 这个字根有断裂的意思。所以 erupt 是爆发或喷发。例如 ,nobody suspected that this volcano would erupt because it had been quiet for decades. 没有人会想到这个火山会爆发因为好几十年来它都一直很安静。erupt 也是突然发生。例如 ,violent confrontations erupted during the protest. 示威行动中发生了突发的暴力冲突。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 eruption, 例如 the volcanic eruption caused serious damage in the area, 火山爆发造成了这个区域 严重的损害。最后我们看的是 without a doubt 这个成语 ,doubt 是指疑惑所以 without a doubt 是指绝对底或毫无疑问底当副词片语使用。例如 Frank is without a doubt one of the smartest kids in the school, Frank 绝对是学校最聪明的孩子之一。或者是 Without a doubt, Taipei 101 is an architectural accomplishment. 毋庸置疑的台北101是建筑上的一项伟大成就。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Well, as it turns out, Jocelyn enjoyed Yellowstone National Park. Let's go to the beginning of this section here where we read, Once we got to Yellowstone, however, I completely understood why my parents wanted to visit the park so badly. So, of course, before she got to Yellowstone, she was thinking,It would be so nice to be on a cruise or something relaxing like that, not go walking in the mountains. But her parents really wanted to visit this park badly.
And you know something, Gabe? Mm-hmm. You brought up a great phrase that I want to talk about, and that is the phrase you see right here on the screen, to want something badly.
Right. Now, if you want something, well, we all know what that means. And you could say, I want it a lot, I really want it,Or another related phrase that means the same thing is, I want it badly.
Exactly. So, for example, let's say that you and your family want to go to a restaurant. You want to go out for dinner. And the youngest, he sees this sushi restaurant. And he says, Mommy, I really want to go to the sushi restaurant really badly. Can we go there?
That's a great idea.
Or here's an even better example.
What?
You know something, Gabe?I've wanted to get a kitten badly for at least 6 years,
yeah.
And I finally got one.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Mittens.
Mittens? I just wanted to talk about her.
yes, you got a kitten. Well, friends, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. What do you really want? You could say, I want it badly. So remember, friends, this word badly does not mean in a bad way. It's kind of an interesting word, right? It just means that you really want something.So, her parents wanted to visit Yellowstone badly. They really wanted to. There were many amazing animals to see. Herds of bison, elk, and even a grizzly bear.
Don't forget the deer. There were deer there, too.
Rebecca?
Yeah?
Would you like to see a grizzly bear up close?
Would I like to see a grizzly bear up close?
How close would you like to be to a grizzly bear?
Well, no, actually not really.
This close?
No. Because I am told that grizzly bears are really big and scary. And when they get on their 2 feet, they're really tall.
Well, I'm tall.
Well, no, a grizzly bear is taller than you. Yeah, sometimes you can be a little scary.
That's right.
But maybe not like a grizzly bear.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rebecca. Bears can be kind of scary. It's like that movie that Leonardo DiCaprio was in, The Revenant.
I didn't see that.
Well, there's a pretty intense bear scene in that movie. Bears are certainly dangerous, or they can be. So you don't want to be close to a bear badly?
No, not really, actually.
No, okay.
What about you, friends? Would you like to get up close to a bear? But don't get too close. Anyway, let's continue on with our lesson. We read Old Faithful. Actually, when I hear those words, Old Faithful, it reminds me of a dog's name.
Oh.
Yeah.
A dog's... You're thinking of Old Yeller.
Old Yeller,
the movie?
Old Faithful, because dogs are very faithful.
Yes.
Anyway, Old Faithful is not a dog. It is the most well-known geyser in Yellowstone, and it erupted just as I was walking by.
Well, speaking of geysers, now we don't have a video of Old Faithful, but this is what a geyser looks like. You don't want to get too close to this, because it may just be water, but it is very hot water.Now, something about Old Faithful is that it can reach 27 to 56 meters high. And it's called Old Faithful because it's the biggest regular geyser in Yellowstone. It goes off, it goes up every 35 to 120 minutes.
Wow. Imagine that. It erupted just as Jocelyn, our author, was walking by. And she says it was truly magnificent.All in all, this trip was the most memorable trip I've ever taken. It's safe to say that I will, without a doubt, be visiting Yellowstone again.
Well, that's a good phrase to know as well. It's safe to say something. So if you really agree with what you're about to share, you can say it's safe to say.
So let's say, for example, you went to see a movie,、mm-hmm. The Beauty and the Beast. That came out several months ago. It's safe to say that I would definitely watch that movie again.
Oh, nice.
It was really good.
Well, it's safe to say that I want to see that movie, but I haven't yet. And I agree with Jocelyn. It's safe to say I want to go to Yellowstone one day.
And it's safe to say that our review skits are always worth watching. Let's go now.
All right. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Isn't this an exciting summer vacation?
Not really.
Of course it is. Summer vacation is your favorite time of year.
But that's because I can go to summer camp and have fun.
Sorry, not this summer.
Or, get a summer job and make money.
No, not this year.
Or hang out with my friends and do whatever I want.
But, most importantly, you can go on vacation with your family, right?
Right. But, Yellowstone National Park? Why would anyone voluntarily want to vacation here in the mountains?
Because it's the perfect vacation.
Not in my opinion. My perfect vacation includes, eating all I can, all that I want on a cruise ship.
Well...I wanted to come here so badly. There are so many amazing animals to see.
Amazing animals?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Oh, look! Herds of bison!
Wow!
And look over there! Deer and elk!
Wow!
Huh. And look! A grizzly bear!
Sorry!
What?
You're right. Wow, this place is filled with wildlife.
And that's not all. There's Old Faithful.
Old Faithful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Now I know why you wanted to come. This has been the most memorable vacation ever.
Is it safe to say that we'll be visiting Yellowstone again?
Without a doubt.
Quick. We only have 39 seconds left to see Old Faithful.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Well, if you do have a chance to visit the United States, then try to visit Yellowstone National Park. But Rebecca, do you need to leave your own country to see a national park?
Well, of course not. There are national parks all over the world.Even here in Taiwan. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.